So there's a very interesting Gemara in Yuma that says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmua, Mipnei ma lo nimshacha malchut de Sha'ol. How come Sha'ol's malchut didn't last? Mipnei shelo haya bo shum dofi. He had no flaws. Wow, you think that's a good thing, right? Wrong. And Rashi explains, shelo haya bo shum dofi, mishpacha, his family. Everything was good. He didn't have any relatives that he was embarrassed of, that we don't talk about, that uncle, you know, like things like that. He didn't have anything like that. And therefore, v'yitka'eh amalachim yosim yisrael yisrael. They would then be haughty and be condescending to the rest of Am Yisrael. Aval David, who's got a checkered past, the skeletons in his closet. So David was able to become a melech and have a malchus that lasts. Ezrat Hashem, Mashiach will come. Now, what is David's checkered past? Three incidents that I want to speak about. One is Lot. Second is Yehud and Tamar. And the third will be Ruth HaMoaviyah, as Rashi mentioned over here. The first is Lot. So, how you doing? Welcome back. When we are introduced, okay, in Perek Tet, Vav of Bereshis, Avram Avinu has a conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what's called the Mitzvah of Tarim, and he promises him all these great things that are going to happen. Okay, you're going to receive great reward. And Avram says, why does it matter? I have no one to pass it on to. Who's going to inherit me? Who's going to be my successor? Eliezer, my Eved? Okay, this is what, and that's when God says, don't worry, you can have kids. The question that bothers me is, why go all the way to Eliezer the Ezed? Why not say, who's going to inherit me? Lot, my nephew? My blood